What it do? Welcome to another new episode of Oh.
I guess you don't want to hear from me.
Get this shit going.
I'll try to load it up and hit it.
All good. New tech file. Yeah, let's just play that music. Episode 338 of Technical File, the sports podcast you never knew you needed.
And it's your boy, T-I-M-K-I-N-Z, the number three, a.k.a. As Ketchum, a.k.a. Mr. Give It To Me. What up, though?
He loud as a fool.
Hell yeah, I'm loud as a motherfucker.
And he got the mic all the way down
here. I am the Urge.
Only known as?
The Urge.
And I'm Camille, point guard of the crew, the real-life Tifa Lockhart, the girl next door. You know, holding it down for all the women who love sports.
Hey, this is your boy K Harris, the gentleman.
The gentleman.
The everyday gentleman.
24/7.
No diddy.
All right, y'all, listen. If you tune in Tech File regularly, you know how we do this. It's an NBA segment. It's an NFL segment. It's a wrestling segment.
Mm-hmm.
We just got done with WrestleMania 40. This man to the right of me was at WrestleMania 40.
Just hopped onto a plane.
Like, literally from the plane to the stew. Like, dedication. Okay?
Love it.
And we ain't talking about Nipsey Hussle, but dedication. All that being said, this week's going to be a little bit different. It is going to be all WrestleMania review this week with a little quick hits because we got to talk about how March Madness wrapped up. So, if you were not a wrestling fan, you might want to leave. But if you do stay, you're going to be really entertained, I guarantee you, because it's just four real niggas talking about wrestling. So, We're going to do the game that needs a name as well. This week, and we haven't done it in a while, so I will refresh your memory on how this goes. The game that needs a name is a rapid fire memory game where we choose a topic. This week is going to be wrestlers. And then we go in tech order. You get about 5 seconds to say a wrestler that relates. So you could say like Rick Rude. I don't know why that one popped into my mind, but it did.
Blue one of yours.
Right. Can't repeat them. Last person standing wins. Mm-hmm. So we go in tech order. So Tim, Eric, myself, Camille, and then Ken. We'll go until there is no one remaining. No repeats. Wrestlers, kick us off, Tim.
Rock.
Hulk Hogan, bitch ass.
Roman Reigns.
Ric Flair.
Stone Cold.
Woo.
Seth Rollins.
Undertaker.
Kevin Nash.
Rick Rude. The Macho Man. Oh, yeah.
Kurt Angle.
Sting.
Bobby Roode.
Mick Foley.
Paul Bearer.
Buff Bagwell.
Chad Gable.
Bailey.
Jason Jordan.
DDP.
Damian Priest.
Sasha Banks.
Charlotte Flair.
Scott Steiner.
Rhea Ripley.
Damn it, y'all. Becky Lynch.
Rick Steiner.
Kenny Omega.
Ooh.
Lita.
Bron Breakker.
Edge.
Chris Jericho.
Trish Stratus.
Carmelo Hayes.
Christian.
Edge. This one?
Someone said Edge.
Someone said Edge?
I didn't.
I thought I someone didn't. Did.
Oh. Well, that's right. I did Edge.
All right.
Baron Corbin.
Trick Williams.
Triple H.
Fuck. Kane?
For a long time.
Kane? Yeah.
Hornswoggle.
Horse? What? Who is that?
Hornswoggle.
Tia Hale. Tia Hale.
Eugene.
Fuck. Goldberg.
Jada Parker.
Logan Paul.
Iron Sheik.
Shawn Michaels.
Bad Bunny.
Damian Priest.
I said him.
Roddy Piper?
Finn Balor.
Mordecai.
Andre the Giant.
Bam Bam Bigelow.
Mae Young.
Vader.
Fucking Dusty.
Fabulous Moolah.
Mae Young.
I said it.
Damn!
Hey, let's go. Cody Rhodes.
Mark Henry.
Whoa!
What? D-Lo.
Farouk.
Mr. Ass. Billy Gunn.
Bradshaw.
Road Dogg.
X-Pac.
Big Boss Man.
Shawn Michaels.
Sid Vicious.
Someone said Shawn Michaels.
Let's go, baby. Finally got one. Finally got one in the bag, baby. Let's go. Got that dub. I've been going for a minute.
Just throw you off.
I've been going for a minute.
He believed in you.
Let's go. Hey, let's go, man. baby. He a real one. Let's he go. A real one. Let's go.
All right.
Jeff Boog said Hornswoggle is one of his trainers.
Really?
Shout out to Hornswoggle. Let's go.
Wait, how's the height thing work?
He's from Wisconsin. I know that.
Yeah.
But still, like,
I mean, he can still show you how to wrestle. He wrestled against.
Who you think taught, like, Big Show how to wrestle? Like,
Somebody smaller than him.
Sure.
You out here being heightist?
No, I'm like, you know, I would think that they would kind of pair you with somebody around your size.
I mean, it's not all about,
because it's a bunch of trainers. It's a bunch of people that can train. It's a bunch of wrestlers that's former trainers.
Yeah, they don't have to
dig it too deep into it.
Right.
Definitely think it too deep.
Some housekeeping before we get into our WrestleMania recap. If you have not already, make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the YouTube page.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you share it with somebody you know and show us what that word of mouth do. Because people are going to take what y'all say about the pod a lot more seriously than what we say about it, because we own the show. So
absolutely,
we need your word of mouth to spread the word about the greatness of Tech File here. What did Jeff say? He just
thought I thought so.
If he worked for somebody, they get on their knees. Hey, Jeff already shared the pod on Twitter too.
Hey, appreciate shout out. Jeff. Appreciate you. You're a real one.
Real. That's real.
A real one.
All right. Like I said, we doing a WrestleMania recap, so let's not waste no more time. It's a new era.
Are you ready?
And new.
All right.
I just realized it's Drew Holiday versus evil Drew Holiday.
I noticed that very early on.
Evil Drew Holiday?
Pat Bev.
Same number. Headband. Mm-hmm. Got the locks.
Same skin complexion.
Yep.
Same skin.
All right. WrestleMania. Woo! What a weekend. There are people saying this was the greatest WrestleMania of all time. Of all time, they are saying. We won't say if we think that yet. We're going to get through the card first and wrap up with that. But let's start with the Heat. Best match of the night. Ken,
of the weekend.
Of the weekend. What was the best weekend or the best match?
Yeah. Of course, it was.
Come on,
okay, he get it off.
He's so excited.
No, it was Cody versus
he is giddy.
Giddy did
it. Cody, Cody, he did it. He oh my god, story. I can't get it out.
Oh shit,
he did it. Oh my god.
Oh shit. No man, but yeah, that was definitely. Hey, I don't even want to say shit else about it and shit. Niggas get I got shamed and shit.
You got happy shame.
Niggas get shamed for liking somebody. Yeah,
my man's so excited.
Couldn't even get it out.
Voice starts shaking. Cody.
Oh shit.
Oh boy!
Well, I'm sure you were happy as a clown.
Hey, as a clown. I don't like clowns.
You didn't say a clown.
I said clown.
Oh, they said a clown. I was like, God damn!
Where's the bell?
No,
funny? Like a clown.
I'm use you.
I don't know, man. Like,
he got Terry to cry.
I'm laughing. Hey, chill out, man.
He's so emotional.
Chill out, man.
Did you want to announce his name when he won? God damn it.
He been just like Samantha.
Right.
Man, when she did it, I felt that. No, but yeah, that was a match of the night, man.
Go ahead, wipe that tear off.
I was laughing. Match of the weekend, fam. That was it.
Match of the weekend.
Yeah.
So how'd you watch it?
Okay, I watched it at the crib. Me and the missus, was watching. I had to tell her she had to leave the room because I didn't know what emotions I was going to have. She couldn't see me crying over
hell
her.
No.
Over like, some wrestling shit, nigga.
She's been mad as a motherfucker. Oh, damn.
I'm going to come in the room trying to get some cheeks, nigga. I just got done crying because Cody won. That shit going to be fun. It's a wrap. But,
celebratory
yeah.
cheeks. Exactly.
With Tay.
Why
you? I'm doing this for Cody.
Same music playing in the background.
This is for Cody.
Every stroke, you're like, whoa!
The Cody crybabies for show. That is.
Woo. But, yeah.
I will say, Ken, to take the pressure off you and your emotions.
I gotta get buzzed to get my bearings.
All the emotion came right back. Cody.
I would agree. That was the match of the weekend for me as well.
Oh, shit.
I didn't know what to expect with it being a Bloodline only move or match.
I'm sorry, too funny. Hey, too killing my shit. Hey, I'm getting cooked. I can take it. I'm definitely getting cooked, bro.
Tim been waiting 5 years.
Hey, oh, what?
Hey, I see you, my boy.
He's definitely been waiting, bro.
I missed you.
He was fully ready, bro.
Real quick before I continue, Jeff said that Cody did something the Bears can't, and that's finished.
Come on, man.
Damn.
Had to go there real quick.
Hey, man, can we block him? I know he a faithful one, bro. We got to get him up out of here for a little bit.
No, but
in a 4 minute.
What I didn't expect with the match, with it being bloodline rules, like, I didn't know the two of them were going to wrestle by themselves for so long. And I was really happy about the two of them just having a one-on-one match for a long period of time. Because the show's going on, I'm like, okay. I'm like, they going to get an hour and a half? How long are they going to get for this match? I'm glad they were able to take their time, because some people thought the ending was overbooked. I personally enjoyed every single moment of it, especially when Undertaker kidnapped The Rock. That was outstanding. Because it was probably supposed to be Stone Cold coming out in that spot, but I feel like it worked probably even better with Taker, with because of that supernatural, like him just disappearing. I was like, that's hilarious.
And they have a history. Like, Stone Cold don't really have a history with Roman. Roman beat Undertaker at WrestleMania.
This is my yard. He came out the next day, and this is my yard. Deal with it. Because that's the match that Taker put his stuff in the middle of the ring for, right?
Came right back anyways.
His fake retirement.
I mean, yeah. That's why the last ride was 6 episodes. That man was pump faking. But it was a great match.
I like, to the overbooked portion of it, it's like, that was Avengers Endgame.
Thank you.
Like, yeah. It should be overbooked. Yeah. Like, it should be all the shenanigans, everything that is pro wrestling should be in that spot, because it is like the culmination of a 4-year story.
The biggest damn story in recent memory.
I mean, and not like Cody's story. I mean, like the
bloodline all together. Stuff.
Like,
if
you want to wrap in Cody, like, that's from, you know,
2 years.
That's 2 years in itself.
I mean, yes. And also, it goes back generations, because it's about Dusty. Yeah, it's about him growing up and being under shadow and legacy and all these other things. Yeah. Like, it built on top of each other so beautifully that, you know, it was like, it was exercising all the demons. Like, it was like really just closing, like closing all the loops, closing all the storylines that we've built up over time, and really is ushering a new era, because it's like a clean break, and it's like we can move on into the future.
Yeah, I had at the beginning of the match, like, I had a weird feeling. Like, I was nervous, because I was like, fam, like, I was like, well, because I really didn't know what the fuck they was going to do. And I haven't been so invested. Mm-hmm. Like, I was invested. The match starting, I'm watching him come through, I'm like, fam, this is it. Like, it's like literally like 2 years leads up to like this moment right here.
When I go home.
So then it's like, damn, like, I love the journey that I was on. But then it's like thinking like, okay, like, it's going to be over. Like, at the end of this match, like, what? How is that going to feel? Or what does next feel like? Or what does next look like? So, it was like a bittersweet type thing.
And to that point, though, like, what made Cody's win feel so triumphant was the fact that Roman Reigns was such a big bad. Like, he really was Thanos. Like, without Roman Reigns being who he was and being seen as just, like, this big bad who was super hard to topple, like, Cody's victory wouldn't even feel as good. Everything that Cody went through with The Rock coming back.
Yeah.
The beatings that man took, getting called boy all over the place.
He's been getting his ass.
The whippings, the blood, the mama rolls, all of that. Like, it's beautiful, because everybody wanted to see Roman finally taken down, and he finally lost. His peoples came out. It did not matter. Other people came out who had, like you mentioned, beef with Roman at some point or the other, or at least with the bloodline, because even Cena with Solo Sikoa, it's like, well, he just got beat down.
He just thumbed me into oblivion a couple months ago.
Oblivion.
Thumbed him into oblivion is wild.
And there was enough doubt in me to be like, would they switch? Oh, yeah, we definitely acknowledge our tribal chief. I'm going to always acknowledge Roman. But, like, it was enough doubt for me to be like, would they maybe let Roman retain?
That's what I was thinking. I was like, because it was there. That it was an inch. Like, fam, they can do it. They can let this niggas win. Then I'm be like,
really win.
I'm really gonna be upset, fam. Like, I was like, they really done got me for real. I'm like, oh Lord, have
brother,
mercy.
I was ready to troll so hard. Man,
I wouldn't have been able. I wouldn't have been here. I ain't gonna lie to you. I would have been like upset.
Not even you. I'm just saying, like, in the stadium, like, there was a little kid sitting in front of me.
Oh,
like,
let's go, Cody.
Why? That would have been travesty, bro.
I actually seen a video, or I don't know if it was a reel or a TikTok, of a kid who was crying because Roman lost, because he was only 4. So literally his entire life, all he's seen was Roman with the champ.
Yeah,
I was like, yeah, I can see that. Like,
Yeah.
Damn. Okay, like two.
It's like 2 points I want to make about Cody.
Okay.
Like, I'm a true Cody fan. Like, it's
a lot of people.
That's
a fact.
Yeah.
Like, it's people that came about, like, when.
That jumped on the bandwagon.
Like, jumped on the bandwagon. And that's cool. Like, I appreciate y'all. Like, if y'all see it. But, like, I literally, like, saw this man in AEW. And like holding it down, like it took him a minute to even get to. He helped everybody else get to the top before he even did. But to see like all the work he put in, you know, getting shitted on when he was with the WWE before, but then coming back, being a prodigal son, making everything count, and then being like the ultimate babyface and being like literally like it's Roman and you, like for you to jump up to be that close to be that dude, like that's super dope. So it means more than just like him winning the championship, you know, for pops or whatever. But like watching his journey coming back and be like, fam, like this is all you wanted. Like this is what you want to be the dude. Like you wanted to be that guy. You put in literally
all the work
and you finally got it. Like that's dope. Like that's the biggest story to me.
To that point, like he was basically the same character in AEW. Correct?
Yeah, he's same exact character.
Same exact character, and they booed him out of the building.
Out the building, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like this man could. He did. They did. He damn near got the
John Cena treatment.
Yeah. He definitely got that treatment. So, but yeah,
which is like, it's probably even more vindication. I don't want to speak for you, like, as a fan, like it's probably more vindication because like, dude was right. He knew what he was doing.
He like, didn't change.
Core, he knew that character would connect with a crowd. It's just like not the crowd that he was in front of at first.
But, exactly.
Like, Kane ported that whole thing over to a
literally didn't change nothing. Like music the same.
Yep.
Outfit the same. Like he didn't change nothing. All his moveset, it's the same fucking moveset. The only thing he added was the Cody Cutter from the ropes. He wasn't doing that in AEW.
That was nice.
Yeah.
I was actually laughing with Sam about Cody's journey because I was like, they really like they built him up. He came the first year. Everybody's like, oh yeah, he finna just go ahead and take it. Like, nah.
Nope.
Yo ass gotta get punished for that. You left, so you ain't finna get this right away. And now you gotta set program with Brock Lesnar for the next 4 months.
See, you call it a punishment, and I call it him earned, like,
and he was earning his stripes. Correct. But it was more so to me, it was like, you really gonna have to work for this. If you want this, now what you gonna do? Here you go.
Yeah.
Okay, now you done lost that mania. Now you done got a program set up. Now you got to deal with Brock for the next 4 to 6 months. three pay-per-views straight. Yeah. You got to go ahead. You wrestle through injuries and shit. Like, you wrestled the top guys the entire time, though.
Yeah.
But it was more so like, we're going to put you through this to see where you are by the end of this. And if you can go ahead and deal with this, we got you.
And that's not even, like, just TV. Like, he fought at like every fucking house show too. So it's like he been wrestling. Like he just ain't been, you know, just around and just being like, he been putting the work in.
But like, I don't wanna bring this back as I told you show, but like these literally the things that I said, like you after WrestleMania last year, it's like his story was too easy. Like he came in, he beat Seth ass like 3 times in a row, got hurt, went out, came back, won a Rumble, and then he was in the main event. Like there was no story there really. Like that was all just like,
it took a year to,
it was
rise, really,
you know
good.
What I mean? Like so he had to go through like to earn, not like him, Cody Rhodes had to earn it, but like the character. Had to earn it so that people would actually like care about it, and it like kind of propels you through, because like people have been on that journey, like you said, like it was an emotional like release for people because like they've seen him go through everything to get to this point.
That's why I was bigger than just like
that's why,
that match.
Because I'm not even a Cody fan, and he won, and I wanted Roman to win. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
And when Cody won, I was like, ah, he did, and I loved Michael Cole's call on the count, because it's the 1, 2, 3, and you hear Michael go, finish the story, and it's ding 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 ding, and I was just like, dang, like perfect call from Michael Cole, putting respect on his name. Samantha crying when she's doing the announcement, like it was it was perfect. It was all worth it. Like
I was very loud pro Roman the whole match. And as soon as the bell rang, like I'm cheering and doing all that stuff, because like again, like it's again being in the crowd, like it's a really crazy environment, and I don't even know if I can put into words really what it is, because it's like, again, like, you know, every time WrestleMania comes up and everybody's talking about the timeline, people, I can't believe y'all watched that fake shit, and it's like, we all know that it's scripted. We all know that it's predetermined. Yeah. Like, it's a form of entertainment. Like, we're not here breaking it down, like,
oh, he pulled off that Cody cutter and that was what did it. You know what I mean? Like, we're not breaking down that level. Like, it's very much like a meta conversation. And, like, the suspension of disbelief is kind of, like, that's when you know that it's working. You know what I mean? Like, where you can be, like, immersed in it and get caught up in everything and then, like, really have true emotions for this thing that you know on a conscious level is, oh, they're pulling strings. Like, you can kind of see the wire. You know, like, when that immersion happens, like it's a really weird thing. So like I said, like I was in it, like I'm cheering, I'm like, yeah, boo, like I'm really I'm not an animated person at all, and I was like really loud and vocal like through that entire thing. Like, I shout out to Camille, because like I don't remember which day it was when I was texting you guys, you were like, be a fan, enjoy yourself, and I'm thinking, I'm like, yeah, like this is a once in a lifetime opportunity, like really get into it, be loud. Like night one being cold as fuck like didn't help. Night two being better weather wise and again, like really just sitting there and enjoying myself, bring myself back to being a kid.
Yeah.
Also shout out to my brother for getting us the tickets.
The facts.
Shout out.
Night two. Yeah.
No, that's yeah, that was definitely the best match of the night. What a way to end the weekend. Like, that was a perfect one. Since you gave your favorite match, did we all agree for Cody Roman as the best match? Mm-hmm. Okay, so my second favorite match from the weekend was the match that actually started night two, which was Drew McIntyre versus Seth Rollins for the championship. With this includes the Damian Priest cash in. Like, that's part of the match, which is what took it to the next level for me. Because listen, when Drew started that match off with that Claymore, I was like, oh, that's about to be it.
I was like, quick.
I was like, quick. Because we've seen it at WrestleMania where it's a quick finisher and then the match is over.
I was going to be so pissed because like I looked away and I heard, oh. And then I was like, wait, what happened?
Are you on the mat?
I'm like, kick out.
I'm not ready for this.
I missed it.
But I mean, Seth came in beat up, super beat up from that tag match the night before, which I thought was pretty good as well. So like going into it, I was like, he's probably not going to retain this title. Like, it's going to take a valiant effort for him to do so. And in his loss, I thought it still was a valiant effort. It took like five Claymores to put him out. He hustled through. You saw him fighting through the knee. I love the storytelling in the match. I love Drew taking a moment to tweet bored at work,
that
LOL, during the match. And then the CM Punk on commentary and the fact that Drew McIntyre wins the title. He gets his little moment in front of the fans cheering. So he finally won a championship with fans in attendance. He got to feel what that felt like. And he turned his moment into a CM Punk moment, which was so ironic given in that whole buildup. He spent his time telling Seth Rollins, like, you're not focused on me. Yeah. You messing up. He won the title and he focused on CM Punk. CM Punk said to his face, like, why are you here if this is your moment in my face? CM Punk got fed up. Little bap, bap, bap. The little arm brace. Right. That brace come off and then that music hit. Now, CM Punk's face, when he saw Damian Priest coming, like, you saw the shock and then, like, the, I'm here for this, actually. Yeah. Stomp, stomp, stomp. Like, come and do this. And Damian Priest cashing in after Judgment Day lost both their tag titles. Dom lost. Like, it was perfect. I loved everything about that match.
Oh, that's fair. I was sad that he had to lose it, but I was still like, Seth,
a great reign.
Everybody,
he definitely worked his ass off.
Like, Seth and Roman need time. I can understand. Well, I don't know, more so Roman, but Seth for sure. Like, he's been held together by paper clips and bubble gum for a little bit now. So Seth definitely needs time off just to heal. Like, his storyline with Shinsuke for a minute was his back. But then he had the knee thing off and on throughout his reign. He had all kind of ailments and issues. And you can see him, like, he was truly hurt at different points. Like, you can see it. And it's like, at some point, even though you were the fighting champ, like, he
need a break.
You need a break.
Yeah.
Like,
need a break.
He truly made that title worthwhile. He truly made it worth fighting for. One of the like Gunther, the same way that Gunther made the Intercontinental Championship very relevant. He made that championship. Like, hey, look, y'all looking at it as Roman got the number one belt. I got number two. No, I'm gonna try to make this as number one as possible. So it's like one A and one B. Like,
to that point, that is a beautiful title.
Yeah,
the best looking one. Yeah. Way better than the Big W.
Yeah. And like, first of all, everybody at WrestleMania weekend has a fucking belt or multiple belts. Like, those niggas coming in with like one around the waist, one around each shoulder.
Heavy ass belts.
They super heavy and expensive. But no, the one that looks the best in person is Seth's belt, which is always going to be Seth's belt. Mm-hmm. Which is crazy. You know what I mean? Like, in Triple H, I think he tweeted out either yesterday or the day before where he was like, if you want to take a title and make it mean something, like, you give it to Seth Rollins. And that's what
he did. Fact. That's a fact. So, yeah, that I love that match. I love the cash in and everything with that. We're going to talk about entrances later, so I won't talk about Seth's entrance, but I love that match. What was your favorite outside of those two?
I'm going to actually take it to Saturday morning.
Oh, you going? Okay, you going NXT?
NXT. Trick Mello.
Hmm. I still gotta watch it.
I enjoyed the entrances. Like, I was talking to Noman about them. He was like, NXT was a good show. Mm. And he was like, I'm still waiting for it to hit me the way it used to when it was the old black and gold. He was like, I'm not saying it's not good. Because it is. He was like, it still isn't.
Black and gold used to steal the weekend.
Like, you would watch those and be like, this is about to be the best show of the entire weekend, no matter what the main roster does. Like,
I think to a degree, like, they're going away from, like, work rate stuff because AEW got that. So it's like they're trying to fill a niche. And, like, actually, like, I feel like the storytelling part of it that we're really lamenting WWE main roster for is kind of, like, being fostered
in NXT.
NXT. Like, they're doing a lot more storyline-based stuff, which makes, like, to the point that I made earlier, like, makes the wrestling itself mean more, like, I think that's my disconnect with AEW is that it's just like wrestling for wrestling's sake. It's like, I need the story behind it. I need to. Yeah. Never mind. I'm not going to make that joke. But I need the storyline. I don't just need action. Like, you know.
I know where you were going to go with this. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree.
Right. So it's.
You talking about pornos?
He just had to say it all.
Kinky.
For those who didn't know, who didn't get it, you know what I'm saying?
They didn't know. It wasn't for them to know.
That's why I let them know.
That's why it's my duty
to please to tell you about me. But no,
I did enjoy it because, like, it is
the story
behind it, and it's like for the first time, two black men headlined a WrestleMania weekend show, at least on WWE. I don't know about like all the independent stuff that goes on, but Trick is still like getting the wrestling part down, but like you could tell Mello was doing everything that he could to make him look as good as possible, and like they put on a really entertaining match. Again, like I just enjoyed it. The atmosphere was great.
So what all events did you go to while you were in Philly?
NXT night one, night two.
Okay, so you didn't go to Raw after?
I did not. No, okay. That's for the degenerates. Like I was wrestled out. I know Jeff said he went to 10 shows over the weekend.
Yeah, that's a lot of wrestling.
I believe Dustin asked you, how was it when the Undertaker bell hit?
I will get to that when we talk about surprises.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Beautiful.
Fair enough.
Tim, what was your favorite match outside of those three from the weekend?
Do it.
I really enjoyed the, honestly, I enjoyed BW3. So I'm calling the Bianca, Jade, and Naomi's match. I enjoyed the match itself. I enjoyed the entrances as well.
I was hoping that you would bring it back full circle and say the six man.
Yeah,
16,
but he didn't.
Tag.
No, yeah. That's my third one.
You have to justify it. Never mind. Anyway,
but
that was your moment of vindication. You just
whiffed. I missed it. But no, I thoroughly enjoyed that match because of the fact that one, it was just a showcase. Like, we knew that in essence, not necessarily a squash match, but we knew it was going to be Jade's showcase for sure. But just seeing it, finally came together, seeing how it finally happened for him, seeing it on the WrestleMania, I enjoyed the entrance. I enjoyed the teamwork. I enjoyed the in-ring work. I enjoyed pretty much that whole match. Like, I thought it was fun from top to bottom. I enjoyed seeing, like, just the display that they really put Jade front and center when she came in. And then there was a point where I was watching it and, okay, she got all the power moves off and then they jumped her. And I was like, okay, now you gotta wrestle. Now let's see what you look like outside of just spot here, spot here, spot here. What can you do? Let's see you roll around for a little bit. And she did not disappoint, to me at least. Like, and that when I say she, Jade. Bianca's always gonna be
Bianca,
like
doing her thing.
So for them to get the spots together for the finishers, like I said, I enjoyed the entire match. It was one of my favorite matches from the weekend. Yeah,
that's fair. The reason that it didn't crack like my top is I felt like it was too short. Like the match felt a little rushed to me. I wish they could have got like 5-10 more minutes in that match to keep telling us, because I wanted to see more of it. Like it was still really quick. With what we saw of Jade in ring, I was like, I just want a little bit more. Like it left me wanting more. Love the entrances, love that they seem to be a faction for real, like the three of them. And
came out like a Beyonce Renaissance.
Yes, they every like different Renaissance acts for the most part. But yeah, I thought it was I wanted more from it. So that's why I ended up dropping it some in my list, because I was just like, what a tease.
Because we're here, can I get my blow the whistle out the way now?
Sure. Although wait, let me hold on. I think I might have put it as my weekend low.
I ain't see it anywhere, but I can be
now good. Go ahead.
All right. We don't need to drop. It's fine. My blow the whistle is on really the ads in general, but specifically the ones that seem kind of targeted and that were kind of racially stereotypical. So for example, the tag team match between Rey Mysterio, Andrade, Dom, and
Santos.
Legado del Fantasma. Well, is it all of them?
No, it was just Santos and Dom.
Like that one was brought to you by Minute Maid Agua Frescas, which
yep.
Come on now. Then the match that Tim was just talking about was presented by Wingstop. And then the match that had Bobby Roode and Street Profits was brought to you
Bobby
by
Bobby Lashley.
I said Bobby Roode, my bad. Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits was brought to you by Snoop Dogg's Gin and Juice. Like, one, I'm willing to, that's just a coincidence. But three times, bro, like.
Hey, they went there, was like, give them what they want. I mean, what you
now, me and Sam was talking about it, and I was like, on the opposite side of that's a spicy meatball. I was like, but at the same time, their marketing department, they got the data, because
give them what they want.
Even during the Gin and Juice match, me and Sam laughed about it. Ha ha. She was, by the end of the match, she was like, I think I'm gonna try that Gin and Juice. That's why they got this shit here. Because they knew somebody ass was going to say that shit. I was like, they got the data, my nigga.
I don't have a problem with that. It's more so attaching it to the matches that they attached it to. Like, if you put,
they could have just put it on any match.
But I told all that. They knew that black people was going to support the black teams. They knew that black people was going to come out here and be like, all right, they love chicken.
He said as racism works in this marketing.
But shit. Most of the time, it's targeted for a reason.
They should have threw a watermelon flavor something at motherfucker. Might as well. Just put some, sprinkle some watermelon on that.
Drinking Mellow brought to you by watermelon flavor.
Watermelon flavor.
Watermelon Ciroc.
Well, brought to you by Nihilators and shit. Hey, no, that watermelon Ciroc, you know what I'm saying? That wasn't bad.
As Keith Sweat would say, Ciroc.
But I was cracking up. And so when she said that, I was like, this is why they did that shit.
I'm not going to lie. By the end, I wanted to know what Fresca was about. I was just curious. I was like, that sounds very refreshing.
It worked.
That wasn't even targeted towards me, quote unquote.
You think it wasn't?
Hey, Jeff said no Kool-Aid. LOL, I'm joking.
And like, how'd y'all feel about the Prime logo in the middle?
So I thought the Prime logo would have looked better if it wasn't in a bottle in the middle of the ring, if it just said Prime.
Just said Prime,
but the ones in the bell buckle had the actual bottle logo. Mm-hmm. I like that the ads were only on WrestleMania, that they weren't on Raw. Like, I was like, that's nice. I can deal with a pay-per-view with a bunch of ads. What I didn't like is the Slim Jim stuff with LA Knight. Like, the bag got to be real bad for real big for me to forego my own WrestleMania entrance to come out and throw out Slim Jims.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he didn't. Like, it makes sense for Logan Paul because Prime is his company.
Yeah, that's him. Yeah.
Like, and then he always got his little social influencer in the bottle. Like,
I show speed.
It works for him, but like, LA Knight had to have his first WrestleMania as Slim Jim forever.
Yeah,
he might be getting the bag.
Yeah, I mean, like, but also think about like how iconic Slim Jim and Macho Man are. Mm-hmm. So like, I don't think it's the worst thing to be associated with as a wrestler.
It can, but it ain't gotta be my entrance.
That's fair. That's fair.
He could have just came, you know, after a match. Oh, look, I won because I ate a Slim Jim before the match.
Yeah. I also thought it was funny, like, the woman that won the car.
She
like,
seemed like she didn't know nothing about that.
She didn't know
that.
What the fuck was too, going on.
Like, also, like, that's the last one. Well, I mean, it's probably the best person to get that car to, but she's not going to appreciate that.
Jeff said, I'm wondering, where were the white people targeted at? They did have a dude
wipes.
I was
dude wipes.
Dude wipes, bro.
For, was that Jeff or Jimmy and Jay? Was dude wipes, I think?
It was out there on a ring post for a while.
It was, but they were, that was the around the
and
ring
then
there advertising.
Was the, was it an insurance company?
That was for the main event.
You know what, damn it. I hate that too, because it threw me off, because, like, they had, like, a white background.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, for the first, like, 5 minutes of the match, I'm like, what's that red thing on the ring? Because it looked like the ring had, like, blended into, like, the white ad. So I'm just, like, trying to really, like, figure out. But I guess all of this talk basically, like, proves their point where, like, it got us to pay attention. It got mm-hmm. us talking yeah. about it.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, whatever. But...
It's icky feeling.
No, for
real. Yeah, like, I'm not getting rid of past
I'm,
that.
Right. I'm not an anti-ads person because it's like that's what keeps all this stuff moving. But
mm-hmm.
one, it does seem like they pared down a lot of things. And maybe it was like the stage was much smaller than it has been in recent
that's
years.
That's a Triple H thing. He said, like, I like smaller sets, which is why the NXT and the Raw sets were super minimal. Mm-hmm. But he's like, I don't really like. Yeah. Gaudy sets, like sometimes I think a little bit less is more. Like WrestleMania can be big, but it ain't got to be like
yeah,
the stage ain't got to be the focus.
Yeah, yeah,
that's fair.
All right.
Also allows for more people to attend because
that's what he wanted
behind the ring.
That's what Triple H. He said that's more important to him than having a big set, yeah. having more people in the building. Best entrances from WrestleMania weekend. Tim, why don't you start us off since we started with Ken last time?
Mine is a tie between Bianca, Naomi, and Jade.
That's why you like that match.
Dude, Jade was...
That's why you like that match.
I had a friend over who was watching with us.
Never seen none of them.
He ain't never seen none of them before.
Oh,
and it like one popped up and he was like, oh my God, what's her Instagram? Oh. And someone else popped up and he's like, no, who is that? And then Naomi came and he was like, oh my God.
But he recognized it. When she turned around, he was like, damn, wait a minute.
He's like, what's the Instagram for real? Like, he was literally on the couch.
Then when Jay came out, though,
Naomi was his favorite. He was like, she's the one.
He ain't wrong.
But,
he ain't wrong at all.
But it works both ways because, like, I saw a clip of, Kathy Kelly, right?
Mm-hmm.
I guess she has, like, a podcast, and she, like, showed a woman that had never watched wrestling before a picture of Roman Reigns, and she was like, I'm going to be watching every week. Well, I acknowledge my tribal team.
When he saw Roman, he went, excuse me, is that man married? And we were like, yeah. He's like, good. We can't have someone like that on the streets taking all these other women from us. How are we going to compete with that? But yeah, Bianca, Jade, and Naomi.
Yeah, I love their entrance. Like you said, it was the different stages of Beyonce's renaissance. So them like really leaning into that. It was between tie between them and then Seth Rollins.
I think someone else had Seth. So
it was the what are they
the parade one or the,
yeah,
the first one
the okay. parade one where it was I think it was the Philly Street Band or something like that what they were called or something like that.
I think they called Mummers. Yeah.
I thought like Seth Rollins.
Let's save it because someone else got Seth.
Okay.
You got Bianca and Jade.
I'll piggyback when you get over there.
Yeah.
What was your favorite entrance?
My favorite participation entrance was Yeet. I don't know what the fuck Lil Wayne was saying.
He
was out there gibberish.
He was just jumping around, yelling and shit.
But I was too wrapped up in, you know, participating. So like that was fun. My actual favorite entrance though was Roman. Like they made
Night 2?
Yeah, Night 2 Roman.
With the
like,
choir.
With the choir and the orchestra and that like was it cool. made his already kind of like mm-hmm. big theme even more I don't want to say triumphant but like it really made like it feel villain. Like a big match mm-hmm. like a big presentation like it was very I don't know like it spoke to me I don't know.
No I definitely feel I thought it was a top entrance as well. I'm gonna go
oh,
with
Whoop That Trick was also fun.
Whoop That
they was going crazy in NXT with that one
somehow offbeat. I don't understand how that's possible.
They was yeeting offbeat too and Jay was leading them on how to move their arms and they was still waving their hands, but they just don't care. I'm like, what are you
going
up and down?
Why is you going this way?
Right.
What the hell is going on?
My favorite entrance was The Rock coming out. I just love his entrance as it is already. Then he had like the Brahma Bull and the fire. I'm like, that's cold.
With the thunder, with the new music.
Man, when it switch over from the OG to the it's cooking version.
I was like, this guy is fucking good. Like, every time he come out, I'm like, no, he's fucking, like, he's, the Rock is fucking good, fam.
Like, it, that was, that entrance had me, like, this is what I'm talking about here. But his little bell bottoms, me and him was matching.
Bro be coming out with the flared joints like a motherfucker. I'm like, good
somebody
Lord.
Was at my house while I was the tag match was going on, and The Rock came back, and I was like, oh, you watching old wrestling? And I was like, no, I was like, this is The Rock now and shit. I was like, he came back. Then they sat down and watched me. I was like, oh, what? I was like, yeah, fam, I had to do the whole little rundown and shit.
He like, had to bring him up to speed. First of all,
fuck him in the crew, bro.
What was your favorite entrance?
Mama said
Cody Rose.
Cody.
Chill out, fam.
He had the mask and his wife.
That's beautiful.
Wife was like, hey, bring the wife out. That was a chef kiss. Let them know you black. Your wife black, B. They be forgetting. They be forgetting. He got a black card. He ain't be forgetting, B. But Mama Seth, Seth Night 2 was super dope. Seth always, like everybody singing his song. Mm-hmm. He's super flamboyant.
Real
like,
extra, yeah.
Yeah, like, Seth is that dude.
It wasn't until they all came down around the ring and marched around that I was like, okay, this is cold. Like, it wasn't until that part. First, I was like, what's happening?
It reminded me of old dude from NXT.
Adam Rose.
Yes.
Oh, with the rosebuds.
That's what I said when I was watching. I was like, oh, he got his rosebuds.
That is funny. That is true. Was,
but Seth thing is like, he's always peacocking, honestly. So I'm like, this fits 2AT. Like, the bright colors, even what he wore.
He was peacock
both nights. Like, that's just what he does. I was like, so I can see it. Like, and then he came out matching everybody else and shit. I was like,
he was the head of the mummers.
Hell yeah.
No, that was for sure. I agree. Did any match outperform your expectations, or like something that you weren't excited about, and then as it's going on, you was like, dang, this is actually kind of tight.
Yeah, I got one.
I'm going to take it back to NXT. And I know, I don't think, did any of y'all watch it?
I haven't watched
it. I didn't watch the main event.
Nope.
Okay, so there was a triple threat between Obafemi.
Oh, I seen clips.
Dijak and Josh Briggs. And like, I've only seen Obafemi in clips. Mm-hmm. And like, the other two, I could give fuck all about. all of them are big as hell, and they were just like beating the shit out of each other. Like, at one point, Obafemi like picked the other two up off the turnbuckle.
Dang.
And like dropped them. It was just a really good match. Okay. And like, again, like going in cold, like I got sucked into that match and was like cheering my head off like the entire time.
That's dope.
Real quick, Jeff did say that Io Sky had the best entrance for him as well, and Dustin said his wife made some comments as well about Roman. He can't help it, and he be swinging that, he's swinging that belt around. I'm like, I know what that's supposed to mean. Anywho,
right, though.
Is it not?
Hey, settle down.
Is it not?
It is.
Is it not?
My mind never went there.
It's very phallic.
You talking to me?
It's very phallic. Exactly. He knows what he's doing. Well, he knew what he was doing. He ain't got no belt no more.
Yeah.
Anywho,
tough break.
Wait, speaking of which, why Drew McIntyre called Damian Priest
what he called him, but it was one of the internet's
exhibitionist.
Exhibitionist.
Basically, he said like, "Oh, Dominatrix, Undertaker."
Yeah.
Mm. Oh yeah, that was
They've been going crazy on him for a while.
I'm saying they've been going crazy on Twitter. You can't even say what they were saying. All
right.
What match was never mind.
That's what. Yeah, exactly.
What match or moment outperformed for you?
What was the street fight?
Bobby Lashley.
Yeah, Bobby Lashley.
Same.
Yeah.
The Gin and Juice match.
Because going into it, I have any experts. I was like, okay, I'm gonna watch.
It's a throwaway.
You know, black. You know,
I'm with you on that.
Black everything. But then after, I was like, oh damn, that was actually a really good match.
It was the fun match of the weekend. It was one of those. They always have one where it's like, oh, they got a old superstar come back, like, you know, having a nostalgia moment, things of that nature. That match ended up being, I wasn't expecting that to be that way because I really wasn't
I would put no stake in their match either. I'm like,
same. Yeah. Felt like it was at its so last minute. It was like, you know,
like they've been beefing, but it
was a WrestleMania, really,
right. And then Snoop on commentary was just that needed. Man was gold.
We need to add that needs to be added at least once a month or something.
That, like it's worth watching back for Snoop. Yeah. Like they had a botch in the ring. Snoop saved it with the commentary. Like Snoop saving botches in ring and on commentary. Like that man is golden.
That shit tough. That shit hard.
That's how they end the match. He's like, that's hard.
Like Snoop just talking throughout the match, just being himself was
beautiful.
Fun.
It was great.
He was being a fan. Like that's dope.
And like to give you like. That match, I went back and watched it with Smooth's commentary because y'all made comments about it. But like even in the arena without the commentary, like it was still like very funny. Fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like especially like the spots with Bubba, like doing the table and the what side.
I will say too with that match, my thought just left that quick. Oh, the order of the card. Mm-hmm. And those both nights they started off with one of the title matches, mm-hmm. a big opener, and then the next match, night one, it was the six-pack match, and then night two, it was the street fight. And I'm like, you go from the big match to the gimmick match with the spots, and then you continue on. I see the formula that you have. But I guess since y'all said that one, I'm going to go with the six-pack tag match. That was probably actually my favorite match Saturday night. Like, it was a spot fest. It was really fun. R-Truth getting the hot tag. Like, that man is hilarious.
He is.
When he got I didn't expect Grayson Waller and them to get the titles. That was an actual shock where I was like, dang, like y'all. Okay.
That was truly. Like, and they got it early.
Quick.
I was like, what the fuck is this?
Quick. And then R-Truth and Miz getting the titles. I love seeing him get his moment, R-Truth in particular, because he ain't never won at WrestleMania. So, like, he finally got a win. He got a title. He almost got blown off the ladder. He did say that. He's like, did y'all see me? The wind almost took me.
Mm-hmm.
Goddamn.
They was out there on that janky-ass ladder.
And he had to hold on. He said he held on. He was like, you see how heavy these belts are? It's two of them. And he on this thing where you got to try to take it off the whole thing. He's like, it was heavy. And it was windy.
Mm. I was anticipating. Like, that was one of my more anticipated matches leading into the weekend. Like, and
that's why I was supposed to be the match you said right now.
It surprised me at how much I enjoyed it. Like, that was probably like my high spot of the first night. What was your surprise match?
Bayley versus Io.
You had low expectations going in?
Kind of like with the Street Profits match. Like, I understood the story behind them, but I wasn't expecting.
The bell didn't do it for you?
Not really. Like, you know, it was one of like, Io had a run, but it really didn't do much.
I was trying to think of that. Who is she feuded with, like, since she's had the title?
Nobody really.
Yeah, except for Bayley. Like, an actual feud, it was just Bayley.
Bayley, that's it.
Nobody else. Everybody else was kind of, like, running.
Like, she's had matches. Right. But, like, they haven't been,
but
like,
they haven't been feuds. Yeah. And then this build to this match was still, like, it was just a full circle moment for Bayley more so than the Bayley trying to come for the champ type thing. It was more so a reclamation story for Bayley. It was more so like, this is what we're trying to do. We're going to finish this story with Bayley. We're going to finish the full circle thing. And I don't know. With Io, it just, like, I had no problem with her being the champ. It's just, it really didn't do much.
Mm-hmm.
So, them actually putting on a really, really, really good match was more so my, like, oh, shit. Like, they really, like, don't get me wrong, I don't have no problem with them as wrestlers. Yeah. Like, they're both fantastic in-ring performers, and they both put on a show. Like, I enjoyed that a lot more than I thought it would.
No, they wrestled in that match.
Like, they put on a really good, and it was just one-on-one. It was no interference or nothing. It was like, hey, we gonna do this, you either gonna take me out or you ain't. Like, and I enjoyed that aspect of it too, because I really thought Damage Control was gonna do something, which would call Bianca them back out. I was hoping. But it didn't happen, which is fine. Like I said, I was cool with the one-on-one.
It worked out. I feel it. Okay, let's talk about low point. What was the weekend low for you? And it looks like we all have the same answer. So
who's the house?
I'll start, because that was the one I was looking most forward to.
You did all that yeeting. Yeeting all over yourself.
Yeah, let's just say the yeet was the high spot, because it was all downhill from there. And, like, as I'm watching, I'm like, maybe I'm missing something on commentary. Like, maybe there's some context that, like, you know, or maybe they're saying things to each other in the ring that I can't hear from, you know, where I was sitting. And then, like, I saw the reaction online. I'm like, nah, everybody said this was shit. So, yeah, it's, like, it's weird because, like, Jay is so, like, maybe it's like a Styles make fight type of thing. It's like they do the same exact shit.
It was identical.
Dude.
Like Jeff said, 20 super kicks.
Which you could have made like that the story. It's like we know exactly what the other person's going to do. So like, how do you counter it? Like, who brings out like a new
a
move,
new finisher? Yeah,
right. And like, kind of surprise the other one, because it's like they're twins, they're identical. Like, it should be something, but it was just like it was slow.
Yep.
It was the same shit. Like spamming super kicks, dude. Spamming splashes.
Yep.
It's like it really exposed like the lack of diversity in their move sets.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's like it. Like, I've enjoyed both of them as singles wrestlers, but it's like they're going up against different people.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the match is like, again, like, styles make fights. So, like, if you have the same exact style, like, it's going to make for a pretty lackluster.
I'd have thought they was in the kitchen cooking some shit up leading up to this. Like, well, we finna put on a show. Exactly. And I think that's what most people expected. Mm. Like, because they're brothers
or
and
beat
twins.
The shit out of each other. Like, right, it should be something.
Yeah. Like, oh, they finna, a lot of anticipation was they finna put on a show, because they know, like, this is their finding their time to display, hey, this is what the Usos, this is us individually, whatever mm-hmm. the case may be, this is me and my brother, like, we already be turning up and shit like that, like, we finna put on a show, and mm-hmm. them motherfuckers just kick the shit out of each other.
Slowly.
20 is on a low end. Mm-hmm. 20 super kicks on alone. I know Shawn Michaels in the back punching the air, because damn, boy.
I hate that, fam.
Did you see the clip with him, Taker, and Triple H? They was watching some match, and they was talking about that, because it was like plenty of super kicks in the match. And he was watching, just kind of like... And Triple H was like, yo, move the new DDT. And I was like, thank
damn
you.
Damn near.
It really is. Like, everybody doing... It's not a
that
finisher.
That was my favorite finisher, fam.
It was mine,
can't
too.
Nobody kick motherfucking in the mouth like Shawn, though.
I tell you what, though.
He used to kick the shit out of motherfuckers.
But through the jaw, my boy.
We went through the weekend and was like, oh, could this be the best brother versus brother match? And I said,
not even close.
Jeff was Matt was better than that.
Yeah, it was. Not at least they close. Had ladders and stuff. Like...
They beat the shit out of each other. Like, damn.
That was absolutely the low.
Although, like, now that we say that, like, maybe, like, they were, because they knew what they were doing night two, it's like the spirit off the stage, like, you don't
I thought
want
to
so,
but,
that.
Like,
that's one spot.
Yeah, nah. Not after what I saw Seth put his body through this weekend.
Well, no. I'm not saying, like, they didn't have a fight. I'm saying, like, they didn't want, like, if they have, like, a brawl that does, like, all these crazy high spots, they then, like, take some of the luster off of. You know, the night two.
Hell, that would have added to it. Like, y'all motherfuckers been jumping off of ladders, getting hit with chairs. Now you spearing off of the stage?
Shoot.
I would have been like, dog, they went crazy this just weekend like, for sure. Nah, they just, I know their leg hurt.
Which night had the better show? Saturday, WrestleMania Saturday, or WrestleMania Sunday?
Sunday.
That's a
shocked
fact.
The hell out of me.
I was most looking forward to night one, and night two came and blew the doors off.
Mm-hmm.
Indubitably.
All right.
Yeah, Sunday.
Who was the MVP of WrestleMania 40?
I got mine, Seth Rollins.
I agree.
From the storytelling to like how he lost the title.
Mm-hmm.
Well, starting at the tag match with him and Cody, then how he lost the title, then when he came in with the Shield stuff on, but mm-hmm. he was saying that exactly what he was going to do mm-hmm. without saying it. Like he said it like 2 weeks ago. Like I'm gonna be your shield. He was like, I know how to defeat Roman. I know what you know what triggers him or whatever. And it showed like Roman could have hit Cody and ended the match,
mm-hmm.
but he was so triggered and so pissed because he never got his revenge.
Never let that shit go.
He never let it go.
And that's what cost him in the
and
end.
That's what yeah, and it cost him ultimately.
Yep.
So then that. Queues up there for you next at what SummerSlam probably.
Yeah, he's telling you to get more in the camera.
Oh my bad, I'm disappeared.
But no, I definitely agree with that. Like Seth was, we already knew he wasn't 100% coming into WrestleMania, mm-hmm. coming off the injury, and that man threw his body around in that tag match.
MVP
mm-hmm. got worked by Drew McIntyre, and then still came back out later just to get worked again in another. He didn't get no offense in his spot.
Nope.
During that Cody Roman match, but he just came and did his job. He helped Seth because he knew too, like I'm in Roman's head, like it's mm-hmm. it's unfallible. Like big shout out to Seth Rollins this
absolutely
weekend. That's
MVP.
Mine as well.
And I feel like they didn't MVP. Get a really good shot of what he did, so like he because like on TV it looked like he just like he
jumped in the ring
for
and got
a second
got
and then got yeah. punched. Like he actually like he slid in the ring, he was selling his injuries, so he's like slow and got up and then he like cocked back. Like so he had the Rock dead to rights, and then Roman came out of like
with the
like,
spirit.
No,
yeah.
I ain't doing this shit, ain't happening again. You ain't hit nobody else in the back in the back with a chair, not on my watch. But yeah, no, I agree. Seth would have been my pick, but because everybody else picked it, I'm gonna go Triple H.
I mean,
okay, I like Seth.
I mean, they made a lot of, everybody was talking about how great that man was all weekend, from the Hall of Fame to Paul Heyman saying, I'm a Paul Levesque guy. Like,
and Stephanie coming out with her thing.
That was a shock.
That was my surprise. That's, but yeah, Triple H definitely had a good weekend. Like, this is his first WrestleMania, the new era of WWE under his vision. He put on a great show.
Yeah.
Tim, who was yours? MVP.
Bobby Roode. Bobby Roode is one of the producers in the back. Oh. Bobby Roode was the producer of the two main events on night one.
The tag and
two.
And the...
Yeah. Those are arguably the best matches on either night. You can make a case for him. But for him to have that night one match, that tag match, I think they said it was like the second longest wrestling match.
It was
match
like 45 minutes long.
Second longest match in WrestleMania history.
They could have probably shaved off five, ten minutes.
No, I'd say at least 10, yeah.
Five, easily with the interest this guy day.
No, I'm not counting it. I mean, the match itself.
Yeah, it didn't have to be that long.
But, yeah, and then to have produced or help produce, he co-produced the main event for night one and two. Like, him transitioning from the ring to actually being a producer behind the curtain, and some of the better matches that we've seen recently has been produced by him. It's been like,
that's a good
okay,
one.
You you found, found your thing.
You found something. And real quick, because we didn't talk about that tag match, but I was really curious as to how The Rock was going to look. He looked like he'd been wrestling.
Yeah.
Like for real. Like, he looked like he's been wrestling. And that's the biggest compliment I can give him. His timing was good. Yeah. Like, the spots were good.
He didn't try to do too much.
Nope. He stayed in his pocket.
He stayed in his hand. Like, he knew it worked for him.
It was good.
The thing that highlighted for me is that, like, the Attitude Era has a very specific style.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize it in practice, like the way, like how much different it is now. Cause like, that was definitely an Attitude Era match. That was definitely, you know, like they had the little in-ring part, but then they brawled through the crowd. It was kind of like a cluster, and it was a bunch, you know. Like, nowadays, it's, like, all about, like, getting your spots in, doing, you know, spamming finishers, doing all that other stuff. It's, like, it's very simple storytelling, but it's very effective. It's, like, half a brawl. Also, the Bucks are pissing me off.
I don't even care how this game finished no more after seeing Giannis crumple down with no contact.
I'm hoping it's just a cramp.
That's the hope.
I'm seeing it right now. Like, he just started jogging, and then he just...
Oh, I mean, I saw it in live
time. I seen y'all saw it. It's just,
All right. What's y'all rating of WrestleMania 40? Like I said, people are saying, out of 10, people are saying this is the greatest WrestleMania of all time. One, give us your rating, and then two, tell us if you think it's your greatest, if it's the greatest WrestleMania ever.
Okay, I'll start. I'll give it a 9. Like, again, night one was like, man, this shit cracking. Like, I don't know what the fuck will happen on night two, but we got a lot of the good shit that we wanted to see out the way.
You guys enjoy night one like that?
Yeah.
I think, so I rewatched it. So I watched night one initially with a house full of people, which changes how you feel about it, because the commentary is going, like, it adds to it. Someone in my house had called, it's rude, but they had called Sami Zayn's wife. They said, why is she like a medieval peasant?
Jesus Christ. Lord have mercy.
I made a comment about, I'm like, she doesn't have to, and it's her prerogative if she don't want to, but I'm curious as to why she didn't at least go through a little bit of hair and makeup, just because she's gonna be on TV.
Yeah,
it's like, I'm sure she's a very when you see like everybody else in like their best, and then she just,
you think
like
about that peasant
just,
comment.
She just looks like she's going to pick her kid up from a
hey, did Eric come around, just throw a little eyeshadow on his side. God damn.
But you got something, got
but you got Jade and them like coming out looking like that. Like, everybody is like looking their absolute best for the highlight of the year. It's just gonna make it a stark comparison. Like, if you just
yikes
come out like
no but yeah. Yeah. But I rewatched
CarMax or something.
My point is that I rewatched night one without people around, and I was like, okay, some of the matches I thought were real, like, they actually didn't, it wasn't as good as I thought necessarily. But night one, I'm not ranking them in, but I wasn't as high on night one when I rewatched it back. Like, the actual experience of going through night one, fantastic. A-plus experience. Would do again with the same group. Fantastic. Enjoyed myself.
Okay.
But rewatching the card.
Rust the right.
It was like, okay, but so 9 for the whole weekend for you. Was night one a little bit higher? Or, I mean... was my two a little bit higher that brought up your average?
What's wrong with him?
Or were both nights where you were just like, this is fantastic?
What's wrong with him?
I was looking at him for
yeah, like, what's wrong with him, bro?
I was reading Sensei's comment, but I was trying to.
You was broke, bro.
I was squinting, I was reading Serial Sensei's comment. And so, my bad, can you repeat the question?
You know what? It's cool. You good.
You said something about me being excited about
you good.
Either one night or both nights at the totality.
You all good. Eric, what's your rating for WrestleMania?
Damn, don't do me like this.
No, you could. You good, brother.
Oh, shit.
I was reading his comment.
Some hitty, bro.
I can't see.
Yeah, that's how we look like. What was going on?
I can't see, so I'm really focused on trying to clear everything up so I can read the final.
Like, that was as unsettling as The Rock on Raw last night, where he's just like, the way he was talking, he's like, yeah, can I touch your belt? The Rock's going to go away for a little while.
That was kind of sad.
It's just beginning. Though.
Yeah, it was like,
don't break my heart. What's happening here tonight? But no, what was your rating of?
Sorry.
On a scale of 10.
Night. The main event of night 2, 0 out of 10. Boo, tomato.
Wait,
I ain't that about a bitch.
Oh.
No, hate ass nigga. No.
Roman wins or we ride. night 2 was
fantastic.
Great. That was
fantastic.
Awesome. Night 1, I think that the main event kind of saved it for me. Like, the first match was good. The tag ladder match was solid, but not necessarily spectacular. Like, I love the R-Truth part of it, but like, everything else was kind of like, eh, okay.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not remembering any spots outside of the hot tag. So, like, for me, it's like, okay. That match happened. Cool. Usos.
Oh, Chris cooking. I'm sorry.
Cool. Usos stunk. What else do we have? Sammy, that was cool.
Sammy Zayn and Gunther. That was a surprise.
That was a good match.
So yeah, maybe the last two matches kind of saved it for me. So I would probably say if night 2 was a 10 out of 10, night 1 was probably like a 6 or a 7 out of 10. So that's about an 8. Like an 8. Yeah.
That's where I'm that's like, I think the too. Weekend's about an 8 for yeah, me. Like it was very enjoyable. It was one of the best WrestleManias in recent memory for sure.
Yeah.
I need to go back and rewatch like 17 and a few of the other ones that I hold very near and dear to my heart. Mm-hmm. But what really did it for me with this WrestleMania was seeing, it was a clip online of some kids in this school watching the main event with Cody and Roman, the one-on-one on night 2, and seeing how excited they were getting, like jumping up and down. It was a couple of kids that was being too cool for school in the back watching. But like when they heard the Undertaker, the dong, like they were even like, oh. And seeing the kids get excited about wrestling, I was like, that's how wrestling made me feel as a kid, too.
Yeah, for sure.
And this era of it, like, again, we go into this not saying, like, man, this is real. This is
real to me, damn it.
It's here. We're here for the dramatics of it. We're here for the storytelling. We want to be entertained by the in-ring product. Like, we are under no illusions that the ending is already determined, but the bumps and everything is real. Like, people are putting their bodies on the line to entertain us, and I enjoy that so much.
Yeah.
So definitely a strong 8. The weekend, like, only regret I have from WrestleMania weekend was not having people over on Sunday as well as Saturday. Like, Sunday's card was actually so good. I can only imagine what it would have been like if we had another living room
foolishness
full of people with it. Like, we had somebody who never watched wrestling, and her commentary was hilarious throughout the night.
Shit was funny as fuck. That was. Like, she commented about Roman.
Oh, of course.
It was the Roman joke. The way we was talking about Jay, when Jay them came on, all the dudes, oh my God, look at this shit. As soon as Roman then popped up, oh, okay. Same shit.
It was a good night, yeah. An eight out of 10 for me, for sure. You said 8 too?
Yeah, definitely 8 for me as well.
I forgot to ask you our biggest surprise before we wrap up. So what was your biggest surprise before we get out of here?
So I wrote down the Undertaker. And because Dustin asked, I'll comment on that and then get to my real answer. So, like, the Undertaker, like, I, like everybody else, was kind of expecting Stone Cold in that spot. So, like, I was looking at the entrance. I'm like, oh, Stone Cold about to come down. And then I hear the gong, and I'm like, oh, shit. Like, that was, like, the oh, shit moment for me, because I wasn't expecting him. I do kind of wish that I had gotten, like, the full Undertaker entrance, just because I've never seen it in real life before. But, like, for the spot that it was in, like, it wouldn't make sense. But like my actual biggest surprise were Snoop and Bubba Ray back to back. Because again, like that match was just, I had no expectations for that match, and then like neither one of those two were announced. So I was like,
nope. Yep.
I kind of ruined it for y'all because I was like, Snoop.
Yeah, I looked at my phone. I said, what? I said, this man in real time. We on delay.
I even waited a couple seconds. I didn't know how delayed I was.
I didn't see it, so I was cool with that.
But yeah, that's. Surprise. I was shocked to see Stephanie come out. We kind of mentioned that already, but I did not expect to see her come out. Mm-mm. Any other surprises y'all had?
Mine was The Undertaker.
Ken?
Cody actually winning. I think that was like the biggest surprise. Like, because I really didn't know. I went into it like, no, they finna screw my boy again. So,
get you didn't even
full circle moment, my boy won.
Well, I guess, you know. If we talking about and news, Sami Zayn winning. Like, that was I really wanted to meet Cody.
Yeah, for sure.
Because they didn't even feud that long, right? That was like, what, maybe two weeks, if that?
A couple weeks, yeah. But the build-up was more with him and Chad.
Yeah, that's what threw me off. I was like, well, Sami got thrown in the mix, but then him win, I was like, I guess.
But that's how I felt, too. I was like,
now it's time for Gunter to go towards Cody or some shit like that. Yep, now. Yep. So I was like, that makes sense. God damn.
I just want to say, I want Tim to grade my homework and not Jeff, because Jeff said night one was a two. Night two was an eight.
Dang.
A two. God damn. Well, he went to 10 shows. Maybe he sees some better.
I think I seen an earlier comment. He was talking about Ring of Honor with Mark Briscoe winning. That was his Cody moment.
Mm-hmm. So, okay. Let me ask y'all this then as we wrap up the WrestleMania recap here. What are your thoughts heading into this new era of the WWE? Because that's one thing they made very, very clear from the moment the show started with the new then, now, forever, together.
Which looks like a entrance. Marvel
constellation.
Definitely looks like very Marvel-like, but I love that it's in the universe, for the WWE universe. I liked it a lot. From that to Triple H coming out, to how many times we heard Triple H referenced this weekend, and how much credit he's been getting and adulation of, just like, dog. Thank you, Triple H, because like it's a whole different working environment. So as we head into this new era of WWE, what are your thoughts on it?
As someone that likes saying fuck Vince McMahon, I appreciated all the times that basically people were saying, said that fuck Vince McMahon.
Oh, Paul Heyman really said it in his Hall of Fame.
I gotta go back and watch his speech. Apparently it was an all-timer. I know, I saw the clip of him telling him to suck his fucking dick.
In his speech?
Yeah.
I ain't watched the speech either.
Oh, y'all didn't see it?
No, I ain't
see it. Oh, no. Paul Heyman was on one the whole time. He definitely told everybody, if you thought that ECW ended when it went into bankruptcy, you can suck my effing dick. Like, he said, like...
Jesus Christ.
It got bleeped. But
you can read his lips very clearly.
I mean, I still remember his hot mic moment when he had a shoot on Vince McMahon as a promo on SmackDown years ago.
He clearly... Like, he is very happy.
He was like, you took my dream, you took my ideas, you took my company, you took all of this shit. You living the dream that I should be living, right? Like, I remember that. So it sounds like it's kind of in line with that.
Well, he said, like, Vince just told him to go out there and say some shit that would, like, get attention. Like, he said he meant it, but.
It looked like he meant it.
It was Vince was like, I don't give a fuck. Like,
he don't give a fuck about a lot of shit.
He told him to eat a dick.
But yeah,
sorry, what was the question? Oh, new era. Basically, for me, it's like, trust the process. Like, I know people, and I'm interested to see what they release tomorrow, because they have like the whole backstage of like the run up to WrestleMania, which, you know, take everything with a grain of salt. But like, trust the process. It's like, people were so ready to shit on the story and The Rock and Cody and all these things, like, when the stuff happened. I was saying to them, like, just let it play out. Let's see what it do. Like, they know what they're doing. Like, we should trust at this point that with Triple H in charge, like, stuff is going to work out in the end. And if it's not working, they'll pivot. Like
they did.
Not above, you know, being like, oh, okay, that shit didn't work. Let's go to the next thing. And that's what I'm most excited about. It's like, it doesn't seem like it's just force it down their throats. Like, Cena's going to be the number one baby face come hell or high water.
Because he's the kind of guy I like.
Right. Roman's going to be the number one baby face because... I said so, and like, fuck these people, and you know, like, it seems like we're moving away from that, and like, whatever comes from it, but it's like, you tie, you know, the culmination of Cody's story is like tying in all these loose ends from the last couple of years, like all the stories intertwine. Like, you have Judgment Day feuding with like 16 different people.
I love that,
and you have Seth, like, with, you know, having
a couple different
two different feuds. You have Drew McIntyre having two different feuds. Like, everybody, like, it seems like more of a universe and not just, like, siloed off stories that just mm-hmm. all happen to happen on the same show.
And can I say real quick, me and Noman were talking about this at home.
The mayor.
The mayor. We were just talking about, like, it would be really interesting if, we said it before Seth lost, but, like, if Seth loses and Cody gets the belt, mm-hmm. if there's going to be a program between the two of them in the future where Seth is like, I kind of screwed myself helping you mm-hmm. out, like, at the very least, you owe me a shot. Mm-hmm. And a program coming off of that as well. Like, the possibilities they can branch out to are endless here. But, Kent, let me hear your thoughts on the new era of WWE, led by your boy, Cody Rhodes.
Yeah.
What was he doing on Raw?
What you mean?
What you mean?
Fuck was he doing on Raw? There is a Raw champion.
No.
Why did Cody Rhodes kick off Raw?
He the double champion.
Cody is
he the undisputed.
Cody is on Raw.
He's been on Raw, though. Yeah.
He's a Raw guy.
Roman was a SmackDown belt.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But Cody
Seth
was a Raw
guy. Belt.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So now they don't give a shit.
What?
First of all, the draft is at the end of the month.
It's at the end of the month.
He's going to be the number one pick going to SmackDown.
But regardless of such, what I think that they should do, I feel like champions should have free reign. Champions should be able to go to both shows.
Yeah. Just give everybody a shot.
Yeah, like, depending, because you got a babyface champ and you got a heel champ. Like, just let them go on each program where they want to go. But.
Either way, it'll get split.
It'll
I don't know if Cody going to SmackDown or if he's, you know, because, like, obviously with Netflix being, like, the new, thing. Like, Raw going to Netflix, like, now that's going to be, like, the A show again. Yeah. So, more than likely, Cody does stay on Raw and the other belt goes to SmackDown.
Yeah. So, how are you feeling about
Fox at this point?
The new era.
I'm excited about it. I feel like it, like, pro wrestling is in a good space right now. I feel like, especially like for us, like people that grew up watching wrestling, it feels, it gives you that nostalgia feeling, but it just feels right now. Like, I haven't been invested, like this invested for real, in wrestling since I have been like the past like few years or whatever. So it just feels good. And then to be able to bring my kids into it too is dope. Because my son, he loved Cody, you know, because I do, or, you know, or he liked Damian Priest. He really liked, and I was like, oh, your boy won a title. He was super geeked about it. So, yeah, it's like a full circle moment, like seeing like when I was his age, how much I love wrestling and stuff like that, and then to see it now, he feeling the same way. So it's pretty dope.
Tim,
I am excited about the new era of champions, because mm-hmm. Not only did we have several new champions crowned, but a lot of those champs were champs for
a long time.
Over a year plus. You had Roman for four. You had Seth for at least one, almost two. You had Gunther for almost two. You had the Judgment Day. They had their belts for almost 6-7 months. So, like, a lot of the championships that were changed over were held for a long time. So I'm curious as if this is going to be the new wave with people winning the titles and kind of holding on to them for extended periods of time. You will probably have some bridge champs from here to there, from time to time, just for like the shock factor or the awe factor or whatever case. But them bringing prestige back to the titles by giving them longer reigns,
it helped.
It helped a lot.
Sure.
Especially
did.
With the IC sure title. Did. Like, that one absolutely. Was like, who the hell is going to take it from Gunther? And then when Sammy won, everybody was like, Sammy was the one? Like, when you feel that strongly about the mid card title, like, man, you got.
You invested.
Well, I guess we'll take it. Like, it, that helped a ton. So we shall see. I don't care for Logan Paul holding on to it. He's entertaining, though. He is entertaining.
He's good at his job.
He is good at his job. He just needs to lose that belt.
That just might be my, like, exceeded expectations match shoe.
Yeah, that triple threat was fantastic, actually. I know Serial
Sensei. Randy Orton, when he kicked the
Serial Sensei, that was
dude.
His favorite clip that he saw when that bottle cap got kicked off. He said, I've rewatched that kick so many times.
They said they carried him out with a neck brace on. After taking that RKO off the announcer table.
He definitely tweeted, like, wrestling ain't fake, y'all.
Like, when he hit that table, I was like, damn,
it had no give.
It none. Like, he hit that bitch hard. But I told Sam, I was like, Randy is also a vet that was a big proponent of, I'm gonna kick your ass for real in this ring. That way you can respect our craft. I was like, so he probably really fucked him up with that RKO.
My thoughts heading into the new era was, one, I was going into WrestleMania, I was like, okay, what belts are gonna change hands? Like, cause it's only gonna be so many.
Right.
And when I kept seeing belts change, I was like, dang, like, it's a lot. Like, only, I think, two title holder retain this weekend.
Yeah.
And Logan.
Like, that was it. Everything else changed.
And if the tag titles was for the women was defended, they probably would have lost those two.
So, when I thought about it in retrospect, I'm like, okay, that makes sense for a new era. Like, we're going to kick this off with some new champions. Mm-hmm. Like, we know how Vince got down, what he looked for in a champion, which necessarily isn't how Triple H sees it. Like, it's not just you got to have this body type and be this size to be a champion. It's like, what can, like, are the people invested in you? Can you tell us a story? Like, what can you do to carry the company to the next level? And I like that aspect of it. I like the fact that it's just going to be something different. Like, it's not going to be the same product that we've been having problems with because of booking. Mm-hmm. Like, there's probably going to be some things we don't agree with. Mm-hmm. It's never going to be 100%. But yeah, at least that, I love that Triple H is open to listening to the universe if enough people are like, nah, this ain't the way we want this to go.
Or this is the way that we
want
it.
Yeah, like, just listen to how the people are going, and I trust in how they're going to tell the story. So I'm very excited. I love seeing that it's been like 17 straight sold out, you know, Raws and SmackDowns. I love seeing the smaller set.
Cool again.
He wasn't lying. It is like the biggest gate they've ever had for WrestleMania. Like, they cleared last year's WrestleMania by like almost double. Like, they like big business this weekend.
Bitch. wait. So two things. Did you do yours already again?
He did.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So two things bouncing off of yours. One, you said like your son is getting into it and is a really big fan now.
Yeah.
It seems like they're not necessarily moving away from PG, but they're letting a lot more stuff. Was Pat McAfee saying shit during that match?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he definitely did.
I was just curious. Cause it was like the kid, like I said, the kid was sitting in front of me, and like at one point the crowd was chanting like, turn the fucking lights off or something like that.
Yes.
Like they were like super bright and like you couldn't see anything. But he's like, turn the fucking lights off. And his dad was just like, hey, don't say that. But it's just like, again, like thinking back to our childhood, like all the things that we shouldn't have been saying or doing. Mm-hmm. And like as a parent now, so it's like, yeah, it's kind of a rite of passage, but also like, don't do that. Exactly. But then also you said like what's next for Cody? Like what does happen next for Cody? Like, where do we go from here with
that belt?
Like who do...
And Roman chasing now.
Yeah, he tweeted today.
Man ain't gonna be around for...
He said, yesterday we mourned, today we back at it.
Ah, tough break, nigga. Go take a nap.
No, I'm looking forward to seeing who the next feud is for Cody. It should be fun because this Drew McIntyre CM Punk stuff about to be hilarious.
Jay won the...
That's not going to be no real rivalry, though.
We'll see.
Yeah, I ain't trying anything.
Jay Uso won the Fatal 4 with number one contender.
Because they're going to fight on... They're going to fight this week or next week.
What's his name?
Come on.
For Priest, not for Cody.
Beat the shit out of him.
Yeah. Oh, so Damian's?
Yeah.
So then we'll probably fix it on SmackDown.
So... All right, yeah, wrestling gonna be fun. So we gonna wrap up here real quick before we get out of here. Though, do you want to shout out those March Madness NCAA champions?
Oh, I did not look up for one.
The women, I did. Okay. South Carolina defeated Iowa, so they completed their perfect season, the 10th undefeated season in women's basketball, college basketball history. The tourney winner was Tim. Shout out to you, sir.
Hey, bam, bam, bam.
Shout out, brother.
As for the men, shout out to UConn. They defeated Purdue by 15, and the tourney challenge winner was Ken.
Hey, bar, 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 bar. Let's go.
But listen, I saw the records that the women's games were breaking throughout the Final Four, the finals. Like, it's just super. Like, I was like, this was a great weekend for me where it's like women's basketball is putting up numbers, wrestling's putting up numbers. Everything people said wasn't cool. Putting up numbers. It was a good weekend. It was a good weekend. And shout out to Don Staley. Like, the fact that they were able to go undefeated, win a championship when they lost just about all these, like, all the starters last year, like, that's impressive. A very young team that she had to coach very differently to get them to this spot, but she got them there and they got the dub. So shout out to them.
Did you see them? You see their video, the celebratory video?
I did not.
They was it was on IG. They was twerking and shit like that.
Get it sexy.
And they was like, when you beat the refs and Iowa. Damn.
That's how I be feeling. Serial Sensei added Raven had Caitlyn in hell with yes, she did.
When she stole that motherfucker from her, I was like, oh, because she was just bushing with it. How you gonna just slowly walk up the court and just, I'm gonna just switch hands. Let me get that real quick.
Just pressure.
They said she was 1 for 5 when she was guarding her.
The point guard from LSU, Haley.
Oh, Haley Van Lith.
She in the transfer portal again, fam.
Mm-hmm.
The sad business.
She go to take her, go to USC, play with Juju.
Like, she just was in the portal last year, though.
She was cold at Louisville.
Yeah,
like,
she was.
I don't even want to take anything away from, like, I feel like.
Wasn't a good fit.
First of all, I don't feel like anybody should go to LSU because fuck Kim Mulkey. But like, I just feel like it was a bad fit for her. And the fact that they put her out on an island by herself.
They didn't get that girl no help.
No help whatsoever. It's like, you have defenders. Like, I don't get
it. I didn't get it either.
I don't get it.
The meme that came with her, though, where Caitlin is in the background and she just sitting there like shrugging. Yeah, what the
fuck I'm supposed to do?
Someone said, I'm going to use this one. It's like, I tried my best and it wasn't good enough. Like, when I send you this, that's what this means. I'm like, I feel it. All right, well, the Bucks won. We had a great show, WrestleMania and all that. This is on delay. It's big over. Hopefully, Giannis is okay. He had a calf strain. He did not return to the game. We will keep an eye on that with the Bucks only having 3 regular season games left at this point. Thankfully, if they continue their winning ways, you know, I mean, they already avoided the play-in, so they're going to get like a week off already, and the Bucks definitely need that. So, anyways, we're going to wrap up, get up out of here. Parting words this week. Sometimes, y'all, accountability don't feel good. But just because it doesn't feel good doesn't mean that you should avoid it. That's a thing about growth, about maturing, about growing up. You ain't going to be perfect all the time. You ain't going to always be the hero. Everything ain't always going to be... You were right. Cause sometimes you're gonna be wrong, and it's important for those times where you are wrong to acknowledge that and try to rectify it. Accountability is good. It's uncomfortable, but it's good, and you grow from it. So accept accountability, y'all. That's gonna be my closing words for the week. If you would like to follow me on social media, you can catch me,
wait a minute,
on the Twitter, the Instagram, these 2K and Final Fantasy PSN streets at Camille Monae, CamilleMonae.
At BucksRunner on Twitter.
That's all you get.
That is all you get.
Everyday _ gentleman on Instagram, KHarris216 on Twitter and Snapchat.
And it's your boy, TimKinz, the number 3, aka As Ketchum, aka Mr. Give It To Me. We out.
For sure. We doing Cody Rhodes on our music to end?
Nah.
I feel like he won, so it's appropriate.
Go ahead, lead us past
the camp. Lead us in the... He don't know the words.
Oh, God dang. How is he your...
Whoa!
No!
Start there and shit. Shout out to the GOAT.
Who the fuck is the GOAT?
Cody.
You out your mind. Julian know it. Adrenaline in my soul. Oh, never mind. I thought you knew more than that. That's all I know too. I don't know. I don't know more about that either. That's
I'm Ron Burgundy.
I think I'm gonna go to Culver's. Kind of want like a frosty, icy
root beer float.
Root beer float.
I had one of those
good
today. That was fire.
I haven't had a root beer float in quite some time. Fire.